You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Ravens and the Chiefs and what I think went down in that game. And here's the thing. We look at John Harbaugh, and we talk about him as being a good coach, and he is a good coach in a lot of ways, but he has been victim to better coaches. He has been outcoached, and we've seen it in his career. Like, he fields a good team. You know, he's a good leader, but they have some deficits as well. You know, and you know, you look at for instance the play which is now illegal, the Patriots ran against them where they had the ineligible wide receiver spread out, and then the tight end was on the backside. Looked like he was a tackle, and they threw it to him. Might have been who am I to you anyway, but you know, like, he got kind of outcoached on that, and then he didn't like really seem to understand it, and the press conference was all weird. After that, then they campaigned to make it illegal, which was kind of funny to me in the long run, because when they essentially turned into a triple option team at first with Lamar. I mean, that's a staple triple option formation, and they made it illegal. Anywho, the other thing is, he would fall victim to what I like to call the Patriot mystique. And, you know, you can call it the Brady mystique, the Belichick mystique, but it's both. Mike Tomlin, also a good coach, very susceptible to this as well. And it is the idea that people do dumb crap against that Patriots team. Like, good coaches make bad decisions. They just shoot themselves in the foot. And there was a... Shoot, what was it? It was like a right before the halftime, the Steelers, I want to say it was Monday Night Football, were playing the Patriots. There was a thing where they, like, tight end was tackled like the 1 yard line, and like they screwed up the clock management. It was a big terrible thing. It was I think Todd Haley might have still been there as the OC at the time, and they screwed it all up, and it was just a boneheaded thing, and it ended up costing them the game in the long run, and the Patriot mystique. You know, you just, you're in Belichick and Brady's presence, and you do dumb crap. Even if Belichick isn't perfect that day, even if Brady isn't perfect that day, you do dumb crap and you let them win. And I feel like that's what happened, you know, with the AFC Championship game. The Ravens are a better football team. Like, this was the year for the Ravens. Like, they were really good. And they were really good on offense, too. We talk way too much about that defense. I don't think that defense is what it was in the past. To me, the most interesting aspect of that championship game was that offense versus the Chiefs' defense. And, again, they fell victim to the mistake. They just did dumb crap in that game, and they let it slip away. Even though they were the better football team, you know, you're intimidated by Andy Reid, you're intimidated by Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what it is, but oddly, since Mystique's alternate name is Raven, if we visit the Marvel world, they fell victim to that Mystique. They fell for the Ravens' Mystique, and they lost because of that. Because they did dumb crap, and they beat themselves. And the Chiefs played good defense, managed the ball, didn't make mistakes, and they won. And they took advantage of the mistakes that the other team made. So that's how I kind of look at this next game too. Is are the 49ers, is Kyle Shanahan susceptible to that mystique as well? Will they fall victim? Will they allow themselves to be beaten, or really to beat themselves in this game? Will they do dumb stuff? You know, we know this is a team that has a lot of strong comings, a lot of big key acquisitions they've made. You know, having a relatively cheap quarterback contract helps with that. But they've got some big stars. They've got some big names. You know, they've got a solid running game, solid scheme, all those sort of things going on for them. Well, they got a good coach, and they got a coach, you know, with a legacy, with a past, with some bloodlines that you would believe should be able to get it done for them, and should not be somebody who's gonna fall victim to that sort of thing. But only time will tell. I think that is an underrated aspect of this game. Excuse me. Wow, that was terrible. And again, not taking away anything from the Chiefs, who have a great defense. They have a great quarterback. They have a very good tight end. And, they weren't that good of a football team. But it's a weird year in this. Not a lot of, we're not really a front runner necessarily in that side, and they managed to not make mistakes and to force others to make mistakes, let others screw themselves up. So, can the 49ers avoid that pitfall? Can they avoid that issue and go out there and play good ball? Play sound ball, make good decisions. You know, again, they've got a good football coach. You know, there they've got a quarterback who's generally pretty smart, pretty good with the ball. Seems to be pretty clutch overall. And will the moment be too big? Will the pressure get on them? Will they cave? Looking to kiss the rings, or will they overcome that? I think that's gonna be that's a really big aspect of this thing, of this game, is how do they compose themselves in this situation, and are they intimidated by greatness? Are they intimidated by the guys in their field, or do they feel like they belong? You know. Are they comfortable enough to feel like they belong, to act the right way, to not slip up, to not make those types of mistakes? So I'm Adam Mick. This is Coach Speak, sharing some thoughts on the Super Bowl Uday.